Welcome back to Carthage as we're getting ready to get this seventh-place game underway. And might want to add today that the only place you can hear the Zizzer Boys basketball game is on 100.9 The Train. So we're glad to have you aboard. And I'm looking around, folks, and check this out. Are you ready? I have counted up. There are 21 people here in the stands from West Plains. There are three people in the stands that are not from West Plains. So we've got a good contingent on the audience participation here today. So we'll have to see if the Zizzer Boys can take advantage of that. Once again, both teams coming in at 0-4 as we get ready for the starting lineups here this morning.
Good morning.
And I believe Belton, the Pirates, should be announced first, but I'm not sure. It'll be Belton gets introduced first here this morning. Jordan Clark is the first one starting today. Sebastian Fuller is the next one out. Richard Craddock the third. And DeHaven Powell. Gavin Russell. And the Pirates are coached by Brady Hammond, assisted by Michael Alito, Eric Cloninger, and Willis Reed. Belton Pirates are 0-4. No, it's not the Willis Reed that played for the New York Knicks. Chaney Martin first out for the Zizzers. Dagan Green. Dagan had a good game yesterday. Taylor Harrison. Connor Rackley is the next one out. And then Alan Marchalk will come out for the Zizzers. Zizzers are coached by Coach Shane Benson, assisted by Corey Porter and Lynn Jones. Zizzers 0-4 on the season. Dagan Green yesterday led the Zizzers with 13 points. See if he'll have the hot hand again here today. So hope you've enjoyed the ONC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. Hope you're getting ready and got your snacks, got your refreshments, got your Zizzer Red on, sitting back in the easy chair. Hope you're ready to get vocal from home because these boys need some support, folks. If you can cheer them on from home, hopefully that'll help them win their first game of the season. And these boys need a win bad, folks. All right, both teams 0-4. We're ready to go. Harrison and Powell going to jump it up, and Belton is going to get the basketball. So the Pirates will start off first. Zizzers in that man-to-man defense. Russell with the basketball. Up top, he'll go left side. That'll be Fuller. Fuller in the lane, and shot no good. We've got a jump ball on the rebound, and it'll go to the Zizzers. So Taylor Harrison will throw it in, and Belton is opening up some full-court man-to-man defense here. Actually, no, they're dropping back in a zone. All the way up the court to Harrison on the left wing, the Zizzers. And they'll go inside. Marchalk with the jumper, and it will not go. Pirates with the rebound. And almost traveled there by Craddock as he fell to the ground, put the ball on the ground, but he didn't move his foot. So Pirates with the basketball, driving on that baseline, kicking it out, and shot up and good that time. Jordan Clark, and the Pirates are up 2-0. It'll be Connor Rackley on the left wing for the Zizzers. Marchalk in the lane. He'll try another jumper, and that's 0-2. Chaney Martin with the rebound puts it in. We're all tied up at 2-2 here. 6:50 to go first quarter. And coming down the floor, that'll be Russell with the basketball. Gets cut off at the baseline in the paint. And going to be a foul. Should have been a travel that time on Jordan Clark. He took two steps before he shot it, but the Zizzers fouled him. And Alan Marchalk picks up his first foul, first team foul on the Zizzers. And that'll put Jordan Clark to the free throw line to shoot two for Belton. And he misses the first one. And I'm happy to announce we've added a few more Zizzer fans over there in the bleachers. Some folks got here just after tip-off. Okay, second free throw is good from Clark, and the Belton Pirates have a 3-2 lead over the Zizzers. Marchauk with the basketball. Still a 2-2-1 zone press. It'll be Green on the right wing. Green's going to put it out. Marchauk will shoot from 3-point. It's no good. Battle underneath, and the Pirates come away with the basketball. It'll be Powell bringing it up the floor. He'll come to the right side on the wing, down into the corner. That will be Russell. And back up top is Craddock now. Back to Russell. Craddock up top. He thought about the shot. Clark now over on the left wing. That'll be Powell driving the lane. Shot up and good is Gavin Russell. And Zizzers trail 5-2. Martin with the basketball. Kicks it in the corner. Harrison on the left side. He decides not to take the jumper. They'll give it to Marchauk at the free throw line. Marchauk looking. He'll pull it back out. They'll reset the offense. Green on the right wing. They post down inside to Harrison. He'll kick it out to Martin. He'll fire the three from the baseline. No good. And rebound comes down to Clark for the Pirates. Zizzer's not doing a good job rebounding here in the ball game so far. Clark going into the left corner. And that will be Powell. Back up top now is Russell with the basketball. He'll go to the left wing, bring it up top. Craddock. Clark with it. He'll go down to the baseline on the right side. And it's taken away by Chaney Martin and taken right back away by Craddock for the Pirates. In the lane, loose basketball, and Marchauk comes out of the pack with it. He'll feed Dagan Green on the right side. Green going to the basket and scores. Dagan Green, it's a 5-4 Pirate lead. 4:45 to go here, first quarter. 2-2-1 zone press by the Zizzers now. Clark with the basketball. Back to Craddock. They'll go cross court. And now it's back to Craddock. He's going to drive, loses the basketball on the floor. And it's going to be picked up by the Pirates, and they score with the basketball. That'll be Fuller underneath. And the Zizzers trail by three, and the Pirates steal the basketball on their end of the floor. Zizzers with the turnover, and they're letting a lot of hopping and NBA hopping and jumping going on when Belton's driving through that lane. Apparently we're playing the NBA rules today. Right side, it's Clark. He'll shoot the three. It's no good. Rackley with the rebound. Zizzers have a three-on-one right now. Chaney Martin lost the basketball, but they're going to call a foul on Craddock. Said Craddock reached in, so he'll get the foul, his first. First team foul on Belton. Chaney Martin will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 3:52 to go first quarter. Zizzers trail by three. First free throw is good by Chaney Martin, and he's got three in the ball game. And looks like Salazar will check in now. I believe Tommy Keller getting ready to check in if Martin can make the free throw. It's up, and it is good. So Chaney Martin's got four in the ball game. Tommy Keller comes in. Chaney Martin will get a break, and the Zizzers trail by one with 3:52 to go here in the first quarter. Belton to throw it in, and they'll get it to Craddock. Craddock with the basketball. Now the Zizzers have gone full court man-to-man. Craddock will bring it up against Tommy Keller. They get it across the timeline to Salazar into the ballgame. Back to Craddock. He's going to drive. Shot up and no good. Marchauk with the rebound. Here come the Zizzers running up the floor across the timeline. Right side, Dagan Green. Down the baseline is Connor Rackley. Taylor Harrison on the inside. Turns around with the jumper. It is short. And Zizzer's going to save the ball. Tommy Keller goes up to Marchauk at the free throw line. In the lane, kicks it out. Dagan Green shooting three on the right wing, and it's good. OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer by Green. And the Zizzers lead at 9-7 with 3 minutes to go first quarter. Craddock with the basketball. Right side, that's going to be Russell. On the wing, back up top to Craddock. Zizzers are trying to trap now. And going to be thrown out of bounds by Belton. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Eli McGinley's going to come in, and Connor Rackley will get a break. Zitzer's with the ball, full court. Looks like full court. Well, I don't know what Belton's setting up in. Okay. Now they're going to set up in full court man-to-man. Marchalk will bring it across the timeline. Keller with it. Green on the left wing. He'll go to the baseline, brings it back out. Harrison with it now on the left wing. Harrison looking inside. And got to get it to somebody. Now he gets it to Marchalk up top. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Zizzer's up by two. Marchalk free throw line. Kicks it out. Green will fire the three from the left side. It's good. Dagan Green with another ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. Zizzer lead is 5. And with the basketball, it's Salazar across the timeline. It's going to be stolen away by Marchalk. Keller hits the floor, and we've got a foul on Belton. And that'll be Salazar's first, second team foul on Belton. And now Owen Harris comes in. Marchalk will have a seat for the Zizzers. So right now it's Keller, Harris, Green, Harrison, and McGinley in the ball game for the Zizzers. They lead it by 5, 2 minutes to go first quarter. Owen Harris out top. Right side, that'll be McGinley on the wing. They'll go inside Taylor Harrison on the block. He's up and good. Harrison's got his first points of the ball game. And Belton wants a timeout. 1:57 to go first quarter. Zizzers lead at 14-7. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Feet to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Carthage. Zizzers have a 14-7 lead over the Belton Pirates. 1:57 to go first quarter. Belton will get the basketball. And they'll inbound into the ballgame, Irvin for Belton. So Irvin with the basketball. He'll give it back to Clark. Clark back to Irvin. Now they get it to Russell. And underneath, that should have been a walk right there, but it's not. Zizzer steal the basketball. Dagan Green with it. He'll bring it across the timeline. He'll go to the right wing. Down the right corner is McGinley with the basketball. And Taylor Harrison fakes the three. He's going to drive in the lane, and he missed the shot, trying to avoid the charge. And here comes the Pirates up the floor with the basketball. Pace is picking up just a little bit here. Salazar with it, back up top. That'll be Craddock. Back to Salazar on the right wing. Craddock up top. Now they go free throw line, and we've got a foul on the Zizzers. I believe that's going to be Green. That'll be Dagan Green's first foul, second team foul on the Zizzers. Green will come out of the ball game. Harrison will come out. McGinley's going to come out. We've got Rackley in the ball game. Carter Martin into the ball game, and Gunnar Robbins is in the ball game. So it'll be Pirate ball underneath the basket, and it'll be Craddock on the left wing. He'll drive, dumps the ball off on the right side. Long three is no good. Rebound comes down to Craddock on the left side. He'll bring it back up top. That'll be Clark. They'll reset the offense for the Pirates. 58 seconds to go first quarter. Zizzer's up by 7. Craddock goes into the lane, and the shot is up and no good. We got a foul, and there wasn't even a whistle. What in the world? Foul's going to be called on Connor Rackley, his first. The official just raised his hand with a fist, and there was no whistle. Everybody just stopped. So at the free throw line, first one is good by Darius Johnson, his first point of the ball game, and it's a 4-point Zizzer lead. Johnson's second free throw coming up. He's a left-hander. And he missed that one, and the rebound comes down to Gunnar Robbins. He'll give it up to Tommy Keller, and the Zizzers will bring it up the floor now. Keller with the basketball, full court man-to-man by the Pirates. Now Keller across the timeline, gives it to Carter Martin, and Martin's going to get fouled by Craddock. That'll be 2 on Craddock, 13 foul on Belton. Harris will come out, and Marchalk will come back in for the Zizzers. 37 seconds. Craddock will sit down, And Powell is back in for the Pirates. Martin will throw it in by the scorer's table. Carter Martin, and got to get it somebody. Finally gets it to Marchonk in the backcourt. 35 seconds to go first quarter. The Zizzers leading by four. Marchonk across the timeline. 30 seconds to go. He'll bring it to the left. On the wing, looking inside. Now it's Rackley. Rackley gives it to Keller at the free throw line. Back out to Marchonk. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Marchonk says, head on back. We'll reset here. 15 seconds. Marchonk on the right side, dribbles. Behind his back at the free throw line. Shot is up, no good. And Tommy Keller gets thrown to the floor with no call. And ball is knocked away but picked up by the Pirates. Long three is no good. At the end of one, Zizzers lead it 14-8 over the Belton Pirates. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, but the toilets are boasting and there's water standing to hear. And a house full of people that are not of good cheer. But now I am humming, cause Negri Plumbing took all of my problems away. Well, my plumbing problems anyway. Call Negri Plumbing, 417-256-0362. That's 256-0362. Singing lessons not included.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carthage, the 73rd Carthage Boys Basketball Invitational. West Plains Zizzers playing for seventh place here against the Belton Pirates. And the Zizzers lead at 14-8 as we start the second quarter. And the Pirates will get the basketball. On the right side, that's Jordan Clark. Up top they go, around the horn, into the ball game. Irvin with the basketball. Now it's back to the right side. Powell's going to drive. Shot up, no good. And loose ball picked up by Belton. Size-wise, both teams are the same height. However, I can tell you right now, Belton can jump a little higher than the Zizzers. They're going to have to do a better job of blocking out. Zizzers up the floor. Chaney Martin on the left wing. Marchonk down the left corner. They go inside. Taylor Harrison up and in. Taylor Harrison gets behind the defense. It's an 8-point Zizzer lead. And full court man-to-man once again for the Zizzers. With the basketball is Powell. He'll get it up across the timeline now. Zizzers trying to trap. They go over into the corner. Now back to the right side. That will be Powell. And Zizzers with a foul on the double team. They almost had the steal. And they're going to call this one. And that's going to be on Taylor Harrison. That'll be his first 14 foul on the Zizzers. And the Pirates will inbound underneath the basket. Trying to throw it in, I believe it's Powell. Down into the corner now to the right wing. That'll be Fuller into the ballgame. Fuller goes back up top to Irvin. Irvin will reset. Comes to the right side to Clark. Clark on the wing, almost traveled with it. He's double-teamed, finally gets it down in the corner. Back up top and around the horn they go. It will be Fuller at the free throw line. Now he'll drive, shot up, no good, lost the handle, kicks it out. Clark will drive, kicks it out. Left wing, driving down the baseline, and Taylor Harrison almost didn't really draw the foul, but Dagan Green up the floor for the Zizzers. Off the backboard, it's good. 10 points for Green. Zizzers lead it by 10. 6:23 to go, second quarter. Fuller with the basketball. Gives it up to Clark. Cross court they go. That will be Irvin. Back to Clark. Cross the timeline on the right wing. Clark driving the baseline. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. And another timeout by the Belton Pirates. 6:09 to go, second quarter. Zizzers lead it 18-8. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it. You hand wax it. You listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Carthage. Zizzers lead at 18-8 with 6:09 to go here in the second quarter. And Zizzers with the basketball. And the Pirates were late coming out of the huddle there. Officials warned them, and finally they just gave the Zizzers the ball. Marchand gets it across the timeline. And now it's man-to-man by the Belton Pirates. Marchand will set the offense. They'll go right side, Rackley with the screen. It's Rackley up top. Now he goes inside the paint. Chaney Martin up and missed the shot off the backboard. Just would not fall. Rolled right off the rim. Here comes the Pirates up the floor. On the right side, that will be, Russell. And we may have a foul on the Zizzers. Chaney Martin gets the foul. That'll be his first. Fifth personal on the Zizzers. 15th foul, I should say. And Belton will throw it in. Russell gets it up top to, that would be Irwin. Irwin's setting the offense here. Zizzers have dropped back now in the 2-3 zone. Russell with it back up top to Irwin. They'll go left side to Clark, back up to Irwin. Russell back to Irwin, back to Russell on the right wing. Long three on the left wing is no good that time by Clark. It'll go out of bounds. Zizzers will get the basketball. 5:14 to go here in the second quarter. Zizzers lead it by 10. Marchand will bring it up the floor, across the timeline. Set the offense for the Zizzers. Man-to-man from the Pirates. And it's Rackley. And we've got a blocking foul down on the baseline. And I believe they're going to get Devin Floyd on that one. And it is. That's his first 14 foul on the Pirates. Zizzers will throw it in underneath, and it'll be Rackley to Martin. Martin will shoot the long three. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson for the Pirates. He'll bring it up the floor. Johnson, right side to Russell on the wing. Back up top. They'll go left side now. Fuller back to Johnson, back to Fuller, and it's kicked by Marchand, so it'll be Pirate ball on the side. And let's see. Finally, the Pirates decide that Johnson's going to throw it in. So he'll throw it in from the side, and nobody's moving. He slapped the ball, and nobody's moving. Finally, Irvin gets it up top. Back to Johnson, back to Irvin. They'll come right side to Russell. Irvin up top. Zizzers get a little bit more defensive pressure, and it's thrown out of bounds by Irvin. He's arguing with the official about it. Zizzers didn't touch it, so it goes out of bounds, and the Zizzers will get the basketball. Marchand to bring it up. 4:25 to go, second quarter. Zizzers up by 10. Marchand across the timeline. Now he goes to the left, gives it to Connor Rackley up top. Now it's Dagan Green on the left wing. Green trying to drive. He's at the free throw line, gives it up. Rackley will shoot a three from the side. No good. Rebound comes down to Russell. Nothing but dark blue jerseys rebounding under the basket. Russell with it, almost double dribble. Gives it up to Fuller. And we've got a blocking foul probably on Dagan Green. And it is. Green just picked up his second. That's the 16th foul on the Zizzers. So one more foul from the Zizzers, and Belton gets to shoot free throws. And they're going to bring it in. to Irvin. Irvin with the basketball. And the Pirates are in no hurry here, folks. And it's stolen away by Chaney Martin. He's got the layup on the other end. Martin's got six. The Zizzer lead now is 12 with 3:40 to go in the first half. Irvin with the basketball. He'll bring it up. And he just took a hot step once again. Shot is up and good that time by Johnson in the lane. It's back to a 10-point lead. Marchalk across the timeline. He'll go left side. Marchalk looking to get in the lane, finally does. Kicks it out. Rackley, three-pointer, top of the key is good. OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains three-pointer from Connor Rackley. Zizzers up by 13, their biggest lead of the first half. Russell lost the basketball, goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Marchalk's leg, I should say. Martin and Rackley are going to have a seat. McGinley and Keller are back in for the Zizzers. And it will be Johnson to throw it in under the basket for the Pirates, under their basket. And it's a loose basketball. Here comes Marchalk, gets it up to Tommy Keller. Keller, and there's a blocking foul. He's going to the free throw line to shoot two. Irvin, I should say, going to get the foul. And let me give you a hint, folks. If you're going to draw a charge, you need to wait till the player gets there and makes contact with you before you start falling backwards. Tommy Keller, it's his first free throw, and that's his first point of the ball game. Zither's lead is 14. Dagan Green's going to get a break. And Jacob Ackerson into the ball game for the first time. Second free throw from Tommy Keller is no good. Rebound comes down to Powell. Up the floor would be Russell on the right wing. Russell back up top to go. And it's stolen away by Eli McGinley up the floor to Tommy Keller. Keller, long layup, too hard. Taylor Harrison's there for the rebound, puts it back in. And that's 6 points for Harrison. Belton wants a timeout. The Zizzers lead it 26-10 with 2:34 to go. First half, we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. It's time to move out the 2019s and get ready for the new year. We have unbelievable year-end specials with finance options for every budget on Massey Ferguson, Mahindra, and LS tractors. And come check out our new selection of Delta trailers.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at knoxorthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Carthage. Zizzers lead at 26-10, their largest lead of the ball game with 2:34 to go here in the first half. It's the seventh place game of the 73rd Carthage Boys Basketball Invitational Tournament. And let's see, Belton will get the basketball. Russell will throw it in. Zizzers full court, man-to-man. Now their Zizzers are going to trap. And up the floor, they get it across the timeline, the Pirates do. That'll be Fuller down on the baseline. He'll go back up top to Russell on the left wing. He can't drive. Underneath, shot up, no good, and we've got a foul on the Zizzers. Clark on the baseline. Jacob Ackerson picks up the foul for the Zizzers. That's a 17 foul, so now Belton will shoot free throws for the rest of the first half. And Jordan Clark to the free throw line shooting two. He was in the act of shooting, and he misses the first one. All right, second free throw from Jordan Clark. It's up, and it is no good. Keller with the rebound for the Zizzers. Keller gets slapped across the back. No call. Keller brings it up across the timeline. Now he get it down to Ackerson, back to Marchok. Marchok in the lane, shot is up and good. Marchok's got his first points of the ball game. It's an 18-point lead for the Scissors. Just under 2 minutes to go, first half. Russell with the basketball. Gives it back over to Powell. Back to Russell. Got to get it across the timeline. And there's 10 seconds. Powell and Russell just casually tossing the ball back and forth, and they were like 4 feet away from the half-court line, just taking their time, and the official called 10 seconds on them. Harrison's going to get a break. And McGinley, Gunnar Robbins into the ball game. Eli McGinley going to the basket. He's going to be fouled. Eli McGinley to shoot two for the Scissors. And the foul is going to be on Lofton, his first. And that's a 16 foul on Belton. So one more on them, and the Scissors can shoot free throws. Eli McGinley to shoot two. It's good. So McGinley's got his first point of the ball game, and it's a 19-point lead, 29-10. Belton has scored 2 points here in the second quarter. Zizzer defense doing a good job on the Pirates. And McGinley hits the second free throw as well. And West Plains wants a timeout this time. 30-10, Zizzer's lead at 1:46 to go in the first half, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that it's important to remember that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Port Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, much more than a tire store.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carthage. And Belton will throw it in. They get it to Clark. And Scissors trap in the corner. And there's a long one. And Gunnar Robbins knocks it away to Eli McGinley. Scissors with the steal. Good trap in the corner. McGinley's going to run the offense now. On the right wing, that's Tommy Keller. Keller with it. And it's he just traveled with the basketball. And they're going to call timeout for Belton. That was a travel right there as they stole it from Keller from behind, but then the Belton player fell down. Clark fell down. He rolled up on his back and then back over on his side, and they call timeout. Should have been travel right there. It's a 30-10 Scissor lead, and Belton will get the basketball right by their bench on the side. Don't forget, coming up here at the half, it's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. We'll run over the first half scoring for the Scissors, talk about some highlights, maybe even what's coming up next week for the Scissors. They'll have two games next week. They go to Bolivar on Tuesday night, and they will host the Rogersville Wildcats Friday night at West Plains High School Gym. All right, Russell will throw it in for the Pirates. He gets it in to Craddock, who's back into the ball game. Give it up to Powell. Powell's going to bring it across. He travels with it. And they're going to call a foul.
Foul called over the first team, Carter Martin.
And Carter Martin gets called for the foul, his first. Eighth team foul. So 1-1 now coming up for DeHaven Powell. 1-1. Here's the first one. And it's no good. Gunnar Robbins with the rebound. Gets it to Ackerson, who gives it up to Owen Harris into the ball game. Owen gets it across the timeline. He comes to the left side, gives it up to Carter Martin. Martin with the basketball, looking to drive down the lane. Gives it up, Eli McGinley, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Pirates. It'll be Scissor ball underneath with 1:02 to go here in the first half. Harris will inbound it under the Scissor basket. And let's see what they do here. Harris. And Harris looking to throw it. Finally gets it to Gunnar Robbins. Gives it back to Harris in the corner. It's left wing now for McGinley. Man-to-man from the Pirates. Harris will drive the baseline, backs it out, gives it to McGinley on the left wing. Back to Harris. Harris at the free throw line. Carter Martin on the right wing. Inside, Jacob Ackerson underneath. He got fouled as they grabbed his hand as he went up, but no call. And here come the Pirates with the basketball. Fuller on the baseline. He stepped out, no call. He missed the shot. And Ackerson's going to save it in to Gunnar Robbins, who gets it to McGinley. 28 seconds. Ackerson gives it up to Harris. Owen Harris gets it across the timeline with 21 seconds to go in the half. And Harris is going to be fouled. And that'll be the 7th team foul on Belton. So the Zizzers will get to go to the line, shoot the 1-1. Owen Harris. And that's going to be Clark's first foul of the ball game. So Owen Harris looking for his first points of the ball game here. 19 seconds to go in the first half with the Zizzers leading by 20. Harris hits the free throw, so Owen's got his first point of the ball game. It's a 21-point lead. And he missed the second one. Ackerson underneath with the rebound back up and good. Jacob Ackerson gives the Zizzers a 23-point lead. 10 seconds. They'll flip it ahead. In the lane, it's Russell up top to Clark. He's trying to drive, loses the basketball. Gunnar Robbins has it. He lost the ball, and that's the half. At the half, Zizzers lead it 33-10 over the Belton Panthers. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in 60 seconds with your Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Carthage. It is the 73rd Carthage Boys Basketball Invitational, 7th place game. And the Zizzers lead at 33-10 here at the half over the Belton Pirates. It's your Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show for the Zizzers. Dagan Green leading the way with 10 points, 6 for Chaney Martin, 6 for Taylor Harrison, 3 for Connor Rackley, Alan Marchoff with 2, Owen Harris with 1, Eli McGinley with 2, and Tommy Keller with 1. Nobody's in foul trouble here in the first half on either side. Pirates, let's see, Fuller had 2, 2 for Russell, 3 for Clark, 3 for Johnson. That's the scoring in the first half for the Belton Pirates. Zizzers outscored the Pirates there in the second quarter, 19-2. They ratcheted up the defense and caused some turnovers and got some points, and they got to the free throw line as well. Zizzers looking pretty good here, but it is the first half. They've had big leads before. Now let's see if they can put it together and pull this thing out in the second half, as they're looking pretty good here in the first half, especially with their defense. They're doing a good job with their defense. All right, we'll take a break. The Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show, and we'll be back and talk some more Zizzer Basketball. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Y'all ready for confident.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Feet to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Carthage, Zizzer's lead at 33-10 over the Belgium Pirates here at the half of the seventh place game. All right, the Zizzer's coming up this week. Let's see, on Monday night, West Plains Lady Zizzer's will travel to Rogersville to take on the Lady Wildcats. On Tuesday night, the West Plains Zizzer boys will travel to Bolivar to take on the Liberators. Thursday night, West Plains Zizzer girls travel to Ozark. And then on Friday night, the West Plains Zizzer boys will host Rogersville at the West Plains High School gym. We'll have all four of those games for you right here on 100.9 The Train. Zizzers are doing it with defense here in this first half, especially the second quarter, as they outscored Belton 19-2 in the second quarter. All right, I want to thank our sponsors once again for the ball game today. Mayfield Auto Repair, Zizzer Zone, Patrick Nichols, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, also a Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, ONC Orthopedic Clinic, First Street and Farm Supply, and Dobbs Auto Service, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, and also Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Your boosters for the ball game today: Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Supply, Brown Furniture and Appliance, all of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman of West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Zizzers lead at 33-10, looking for their first win of the season. Both of these teams, the Belton Pirates and the Zizzers, both coming in at 0-4 on the season. So somebody's going to win their first game of the season. We certainly hope it is the Scissors. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll have your second half. You're listening to Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-256. 9452. Go Zizzers. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carthage. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Hope you enjoyed it. We're ready to go here in the third quarter. And Belton is not out here. The Belton Panthers, I guess, are still in the locker room. The Raypec Ball Club is out here shooting on the Panthers into the floor. Zizzers are on the floor waiting to go. And there is no sign of the Belton Pirates. And Raymore, or Raypec, yeah, Raymore, Peculiar, they're still letting their, okay, here comes Belton. Apparently their locker room was down the hallway. So here they go. Here they come. And the Zizzers will get the basketball to start the third quarter. And the coach is not even here, and they're not sure. We've got four players. Here comes the fifth one. Okay, I guess we're ready to go now. The Zizzers will get the basketball. Harrison, Marchock, Green, Rackley, and... let's see, Cheney Martin. That's the original starters out there. Inside to Harrison, and he's going to get fouled right off the bat by Fuller. Harrison got behind the defense, had a shot there. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. First team foul on Belton. That's the first on Fuller. And Taylor Harrison going to the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Zizzer lead is 23, and they're looking for more. And they got it. Taylor Harrison just got his 7 points the ball game. It's a 24-point lead. And he makes the second one. Zizzers up 25 points as we just underway in the third quarter. Here comes the Pirates, and Fuller underneath bobbled the ball, but now he gets it back, and he's going to score. Fuller's got his 4th point of the ball game. And for some reason, we had a whistle for something, but now here we go. Harrison with the basketball, throw it in, and the Pirates are picking up full court man-to-man. Marchock lost the basketball. Shot is up and good right there. And that is Russell. He's got 4 in the game, and just like that, the Zizzer leads down to 21. Martin with it up the floor, gets it to Dagan Green. They'll give it up to Taylor Harrison once again. He was too far under the basket, but Martin gets the rebound for the Zizzers. Harrison in the corner on the left side. He tried to pass it, and it's knocked away. And here comes Fuller up the floor again. He lost the basketball. Fuller gives it up, and there's a foul on Taylor Harrison. And just like that, that's two on Harrison, first team foul, second half. And it is Powell to the free throw line shooting two for Belton. And just like that, the first minute of the third quarter has not looked good for the Zizzers. Powell misses the free throw. He'll have one more here. It's a 35-14 lead now, 21 points, but it was 25. And the second one's no good. Rackley with the rebound. Almost stolen away again. Harrison up the floor with the basketball. And the Pirates are putting pressure everywhere. Chaney Martin underneath. He scores. Martin's got eight in the ball game. Zizzers up 23. Here comes a 2-2-1 zone press for the Zizzers. And cross court they go. That's Clark. Clark to get it across the timeline. Now he's up ahead to Russell. Russell will drive. Now he kicks it down the baseline. Clark. Clark will dribble it back out left wing. Up top they go. And that will be Powell. Powell goes right side, then back to Powell. Clark with it left side. More, and there's a kick on Marchoff kicked the ball, so it'll be Pirate ball underneath. And Belton has picked up the pace and the tempo here. Have to see if the Zizzers can match it. Clark to throw it in from the side. Finally, he goes way over, and Chaney Martin almost got a hand on it. Driving the ball underneath, Fuller with it, and it's blocked by Harrison. Zizzers with the basketball. Connor Rackley up the floor, gets it to Martin. Chaney Martin missed the layup, tip in by Harrison, no good, and finally, I believe Marchoff got it. Marchoff now with 4 points in the ball game. Clark with the basketball, gives it back up to Powell, back to Clark, who'll get it across the timeline. Zizzers trying to trap. Cross court they go. Driving with the basketball. Shot up and good, and we've got a foul. Craddock's got his first points of the ball game. Who's the Zizzer foul on? And it'll be Connor Rackley. Rackley, that's his second. Second team foul on the Zizzers. And Craddock will go to the free throw line to shoot one. And it's no good. Chaney Martin with the rebound. Gives it up to Rackley. He's got it across the timeline. And now it's Chaney Martin. And Chaney Martin's going to get called for the offensive foul. Driving down the lane. He missed the shot. But Pirates were set. Tommy Keller is going to come in now. Chaney Martin will have a seat for the Zizzers. It's a 39-16 lead for the Zizzers. It's down to 23. And inbounding the ball, Jordan Clark has it. Gives it back up to Johnson. Up the floor they come to Craddock. Craddock with it. He's driving to the lane. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Pirate ball underneath. Craddock wanted to foul. Official looks at him, shakes his head no, and kind of grins at him like, no, we're not buying it. We're not buying it. Clark will throw it in under the Pirate basket for the Pirates. And finally, he'll go up and over. Marchoff almost had it. Then Marchoff almost had it again. Now they go back up top. And this will be Irwin on the right side to Craddock. Back up to Irwin. And it's knocked away by the Zizzers. Rackley will pick it up the loose ball. Gives it up to Marchoff. Here come the Zizzers across the timeline. Dagan Green with it. And there's a foul on Craddock. And Craddock slams the ball down. Should have been a technical right there. Foul, that's his third, but he literally just slammed the ball right down. Like, I mean, that thing bounced higher than I could imagine jumping. Craddock will come out. Lofton will come in, and the Zizzers will have the ball right in front of their bench. Rackley gets it in to Harrison. Taylor Harrison will give it back to Marchoff. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzers up 23. Marchoff, left wing, up top to Rackley now. Try to go inside, and that'll be Harrison shot up. No good, but he's going to get fouled. Taylor Harrison going the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul's going to go against Fuller. That's his second. Third team foul on the Pirates here in the second half. Taylor Harrison to shoot two for the Zizzers. First one is good for Harrison. He's got 9 in the ball game. Zizzers already have more points than they scored yesterday in the whole game. They only scored 36 yesterday. They've got 40 here this afternoon. And make it, still 40. Marchok knocks the ball out of bounds on the rebound, but it'll go to the Pirates. Just under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Is it just me, or is this third quarter taking forever to play here? Pirates got to throw it in a hurry, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer ball all the way down under the Zizzer basket. So that time, Darius Johnson threw the ball in, threw it three-quarters length of the floor, but threw it out of bounds. Apparently, he's not a quarterback. Rackley with the basketball. He'll inbound, gets it to Harrison down the baseline. And it's Green now on the left wing. Green trying to drive, shot up and good. Dagan Green has 12 in the ball game. Zizzers up by 26 now, their biggest lead of the game. Melton up the floor. It'll be Powell with it. On the right wing, Powell double teamed. He's going to throw it away. Nope. Run down by Jordan Clark of the Pirates. Tommy Keller was just a step shy there. Inside, knocked away, Marchok with the basketball. Here they come the other way, and the pass was behind Green. Up the floor they come. They'll give it up to Fuller. Fuller's going to be blocked by Harrison, and he's going to be called for the foul. That's his third, fourth team foul. Called on number 21, so Fuller's going to the free throw line to shoot two with 4:12 to go here in the third quarter. It looks like Gunnar Robbins is going to be checking in, probably for Harrison. First free throw from Fuller is no good. Taylor Harrison's going to sit down. Yep, Gunnar Robbins coming into the ball game. 4:12 to go in the third quarter. 42-16, Zizzers with the lead over the Belton Pirates. Fuller's second free throw for Belton is no good. And Tommy Keller with the rebound for the Zizzers gives it up to Rackley. He'll bring it across the timeline. Connor Rackley, it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Pirates. It'll be Zizzer ball on the side. And now we got something wrong. They called him to the scoreboard for something, the officials. And Belton has sent a player over to the trainer. Don't know what they're questioning here. And apparently, it's going to be a technical foul on the Zizzers. Something in the book. I don't know what. Nobody's played here in the second half that hasn't played in the first half. Why is there a technical? But the first technical shot is good by Johnson. Coach Benson's trying to get an explanation from the official. Now it'll be Belton ball on the side at half court. So he makes two free throws. I don't know what that was about, because nobody's in the ball game right now that wasn't in the ball game in the first half, and nobody has switched a jersey. So why was there a technical on something in the book? That's what they were looking at, something in the book. Underneath, Fuller with it, and he scores. And it's a four-point play for the Pirates. Keller gets it across the timeline. Clark should have been called for a blocking foul, but wasn't. Dagan Green at the free throw line trying to drive. He'll put the shot up and good. Dagan Green's got 14 in the ball game. Zizzer lead is 44-20. 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And Marchok just stole the basketball. He'll go up and gets it to fall in. Marchok now with 6. Zizzer leads back up to 26, their biggest lead of the ball game once again. Clark with the ball. Back over to Johnson. Johnson trying to get across timeline and does, and now timeout is called by Belton. 3:14 to go, third quarter, and West Plains leads at 46-20. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carthage, the Carthage Boys Basketball Tournament, 73rd tournament. And the Zizzers lead the Belton Pirates 46-20, 3:14 to go third quarter. Belton with the basketball. And it will be Clark with it. Clark up top to Lofton into the ballgame. Clark right wing. They'll go inside. Fuller on the baseline. Clark will shoot the long three. It's no good. And Fuller's going to save it, but Eli McGinley catches the ball, but then he stepped out of bounds when it came down. So it'll be Pirate ball underneath the basket for the Pirates. And they'll throw it in. Lofton here to throw it in. And finally, he's going to get it to Fuller inside. Shot up, no good. Fuller battle on the backboard, and finally, it's put in by Russell. And Russell's got six in the ball game. Marchock up the floor, gets it to McGinley on the right wing. Eli McGinley will drive. He gets hit, no foul. Clark with the rebound, and here comes Pirates. Russell on the left wing. Now they go cross court. Lofton with it. He'll help give it back. And the long three is no good. And rebound comes down to the Pirates. Man, things are getting a little rough out here right now, folks, and the officials aren't calling it. Bunch of slapping and fouling and traveling and no whistles right now. Inside they go on the lane. Shot up, no good once again. Carter Martin, the smallest guy on the floor, comes away with the basketball on the rebound. Gives it up to Tommy Keller. Keller drives, shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Russell. Russell gives it up to Powell, and Powell's going to bring it up for the Pirates. Now it's Russell on the right wing, Powell up top, left side to Clark on the wing, Fuller down on the baseline, left side. Double-teamed is Fuller, and he tried to throw it off of Tommy Keller's leg out of bounds, but he didn't do it. Keller picks up the ball, Marchock shot up, good, Marchock's going to be fouled. 8 points for Marchock, and the foul is going to go against the Belton Pirates, and that'll be Russell's first. And that is the 14th foul on Belton. And Alan Marchock going to the free throw line to shoot one. Zizzers lead at 48-22. Marchock hits the free throw. And now it's a 27-point lead. Owen Harris will come in. Marchock will have a seat for the Zizzers. Zizzers' biggest lead of the game, 27 points. Zizzers will fall back now in that 2-3 zone defense. Russell gives it up top to Clark. Clark back to right side wing to Russell, back up to Clark. Clark's going to shoot a long three. It's no good. Keller with the rebound for the Zizzers. Here comes Tommy Keller up the floor, across the timeline, and he'll give it up to Carter Martin. Martin down the lane, shot up, no good. Rebound Clark. And here comes Powell up the floor, and he's going to score the basket. Powell. And, hey, folks, I'm sorry, but you should have seen the play. Owen Harris had the basketball dribbling it, and Isaiah Lofton of the Pirates just ran up and pushed him. Didn't even try to get the ball. He just pushed Owen Harris, and the official calls the foul. Excuse me. That's two on Lofton, 15 foul on the Pirates. I have no idea what that was about. But Dagan Green with the basketball. Pirates trying to double team, and it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds by Lofton. So now the Pirates opening up full court man-to-man now. And Dagan Green, it's a 3-on-2. Green down the lane. He's going to get fouled. Dagan Green going to the free throw line for the Zizzers. Shooting two. See who the fouls call. Who they're going to call it on. And that'll be Devin Floyd, his second. Six team fouls. So one more team foul on Belton, and the Zizzers shoot free throws rest of the game. Dagan Green missed the first one. Too much spin on it, I think. It kind of spun out of the basket. Second one, he adjusts and makes it. So Dagan Green's got 15 for the Zizzers. They lead it by 26 once again. And cross court to go to Russell up top. It'll be Lofton back to Russell on the right wing inside and knocked out of bounds by the Zizzers. It'll be Belton ball underneath. And Carter Martin getting ready to come back into the ball game. And Dagan Green's going to get a seat. Green with 15 to lead the way for the Zizzers here this afternoon. And Belton will throw it in under the basket. Clark on the left wing. Gives it up to Russell, who will try to drive now. Russell pulls up for the jumper, and it is good. Kind of bounces around, finally falls in. And now there's another foul. And Lofton just went up and did the same thing again. That's three on Lofton. He just went up to Owen Harris and pushed him. I don't know what Lofton has against Owen Harris, but he's just walking up and pushing him. So that's 17 fouls on the Pirates. Lofton's going to come out of the ball game. Owen Harris is probably glad to see that. It's not hurting him or nothing. And Owen hits the free throw. Owen's got 2 points in the ball game. Back to a 25-point lead, 51-26. We have 34 seconds to go, third quarter. And Owen makes the second one. Harris has got three, and it's a 26-point lead, 52-26. Russell with the basketball. Gives it back to Johnson, back to Russell. Russell. And it's going to be knocked away. And Owen Harris on the other end for the layup is no good. He missed it, but Gunnar Robbins lost the rebound. He had it. Up the floor they come. Here comes Lofton, and he's going to miss the layup by himself. And finally it is put in by Johnson for the Pirates. At the end of three, 52-28. Zizzers have the lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the 73rd Carthage Boys Basketball Invitational Tournament. Seventh place game on the finals today. And the Zizzers lead the Belton Pirates 52-28. Zizzer boys looking for their first win of the season. Belton also looking for the first win of the season. Belton will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. And it will be Johnson. Russell, Clark over on the left wing. Now they go inside and shot up and no good that time. The rebound comes down to Eli McGinley. Up the floor, Gunnar Robbins underneath. He'll fake and then put it up and in. Gunnar Robbins. He's got his first points of the ball game. Zizzer lead is 26 again. Clark with the basketball. Down the corner will be Russell, cross court. Long three is good that time by Johnson. He's got 10 in the ball game, and it's a 23-point lead for the Zizzers. McGinley with it, and he will get it across timeline to Carter Martin. Pirates trying to press or trap here. Owen Harris with the basketball. Martin with it now on the right wing. They'll give it in the post to Ackerson. Gunnar Robbins at the free throw line. He'll shoot the jumper. It is no good. Ackerson underneath with a rebound and scores. Jacob Ackerson. He's got four in the ball game. Russell up the floor on the left wing. Out top he goes to Clark. Clark right side. That'll be Lofton. Down into the corner. And the pull-up jumper on the baseline is no good. Gunnar Robbins working hard in there. Didn't get it. Didn't get the rebound. Johnson scores on the basket. And full court pressure now by the Pirates. Carter Martin gets it up the floor to Eli McGinley across the timeline. McGinley underneath Jacob Ackerson, and he scores. Ackerson's got six in the ball game. 25-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the game. Clark with it. It'll be Russell driving the baseline. Underneath, hands it off, gives it back. Long three once again, left wing is no good. Owen Harris with the rebound. Harris trying to get out of the pack. And there should have been a blocking foul, no call. I think the officials just kind of wanting to get this one out over with. Gunnar Robbins had the rebound, and timeout is called by the Zizzers as Robbins goes through the floor. 5:43 to go in the game. Zizzers lead at 58-33. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carthage. It's the seventh place game of the Carthage Boys Tournament. Zizzer Boys have a 58-33 lead with 5:43 to go fourth quarter. Into the ball game, Marchock and Dagan Green. Ackerson with it, gives it back to Marchock. Chaney Martin into the ball game as well. He's going to get trapped on the side. Gives it to Marchock now on the left wing. Cross court, that'll be... Keller in the ball game. Martin turns around with a jump shot and good. Chaney Martin's got 10 points in the ball game. Zizzer lead is 27. And there's a loose basketball. Tommy Keller picks it up as Johnson just lost it. And up the floor they come. Marchock gives it inside to Chaney Martin, and he'll shoot. And he missed the shot underneath, but he's fouled. Chaney Martin going the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against Floyd. That'll be his third, eighth team foul on the Pirates. First free throw from Chaney Martin is short. No good. Craddock is going to check back in. Clark will get a break for the Pirates. Barring anything happening here, the Zizzers look like they're on their way to their first victory of the season. And Martin hits the free throw. Chaney Martin's got 11 in the ball game, and the Zizzer lead is up to 28, their biggest lead of the ball game. Remember, if the lead gets to 30 points or more, turbo clock kicks in. Russell underneath, passes out Craddock. Up top, Lofton's going to drive in the lane, kicks it back out to Craddock on the left wing. Up top, that would be Johnson. Johnson, right side to Russell on the wing. Now they'll go to Craddock on the right wing. Loose basketball picked up by Tommy Keller as it's knocked away by Chaney Martin. Tommy Keller will bring it up. And Tommy Keller with the basketball gives it up to Marchock. Pirates trying to double. Keller with it now. Keller up top. Pirates trying to trap the basketball. They'll get it to Ackerson underneath. Shot up, no good. left it short. Rebound comes down to Craddock, and here come the Pirates across the timeline. Zizzer's trying to trap now. Lofton with it. He'll go back up top to Craddock. 4 minutes to go in the game. It'll be Russell from the right baseline. It's good for three. Gavin Russell, he's got 11 in the ball game for the Pirates. Up the floor in a hurry. Martin with it. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. He's trying to feed Ackerson underneath. And now some substitutions for the Zizzers. McKinley, Robbins, Carter Martin, Jacob Ackerson, and Owen Harris back in the ball game with 3:51 to go. And the Zizzers up 61-36. And now we're ready to go. Owen Harris to throw it in under the basket. And it's picked off up the floor. Russell with the basketball. And he's going to score on the layup. 13-point lead. Carter Martin will bring it down. 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Martin up top. Gives it up to Owen Harris. Owen on the right wing now. He'll back it back out. Come around. Kicks it to McGinley on the left side. McGinley trying to drive. And McGinley is going to get knocked down by Johnson, I believe. That'll be Johnson's first. Ninth team foul on the Pirates. So now Eli McGinley shooting the 1-1. And he makes the first one. So Eli has got 3 points in the ball game. And now we've got another. We've got a foul, a technical called on the Zizzers because number 40 is not a number 40. So Drew Dawson trying to check in. And now Eli McGinley will shoot his second free throw. And he missed it. And so the Pirates. Wait a minute. Owen Harris is going to shoot two shots for the technical. Technical is on Belton right now. And Owen misses the first one. Here comes the second technical. I thought it was on the Zizzers, but it's going to be on the Pirates. And Owen misses both of them. So the Zizzers now, apparently, there's a wrong number in the official scorebook on the Pirates. Carter Martin will take it out half court for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers have a number 40 out here. I don't know who he is. Carter Martin with the basketball. 3:15 to go in the game. Zizzers up 62-38. Jenna Robbins back up top to Dawson. Dawson on the right wing. Goes inside to our unknown Zizzer, number 40. Jacob Ackerson, the free throw line. Shot is no good. And it'll go over to the Pirates as Ackerson left it short. And the Pirates will bring it in. Craddock letting the ball roll so the clock don't start. It rolls all the way across half court. Still rolling. Finally he picks it up. And it'll be Russell at the free throw line. They go underneath. Shot up. No good. And once again, and it's blocked by the Zizzers. Dawson will bring the ball up the floor. Gets it to Carter Martin. They'll get it across the timeline. Martin down the lane and scores. Carter Martin has his first 2 points of the ball game. Zizzers up 64-38, 2.5 minutes to go. And fight for the basketball picked up by Dawson. Here comes Jacob Ackerson down the floor, gets it to Carter Martin, and he missed the free throw. And it's rebounded by the Pirates. And it'll be Russell with the basketball on the right wing. Now it goes the free throw line. And shot is no good that time by Salazar into the ball game. And the Zizzers bring it up. Dawson gets it over to Robbins. Down the corner is Carter Martin. Shoots for the three out of the corner. No good. Jacob Ackerson underneath working hard. Shot up. No good. And rebound comes down to the Pirates. Minute 55. Long pass down. And Russell's going to score, and he's going to get fouled. Russell now with 15 in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. and the foul is going to be called. And that's going to be Drew Dawson's first foul, sixth team foul on the Zizzers. Dagan Green will come in. Owen Harris comes in. Gunnar Roberts is going to come out. Carter Martin is going to come out for the Zizzers. So it's Dawson, Ackerson, Green, Harris, and the unknown Zizzer. Russell missed the free throw. Dawson with the rebound, runs it down, gets it to Ackerson. Ackerson with the basketball up the floor to Dawson across the timeline. Dawson with the basketball, trying to drive the lane. Pull up for the jumper is no good. Fuller with the rebound for the Pirates. Minute and a half to go in the ballgame. Zizzers are going to get their first win of the season over the Belton Pirates. They'll be 1-4 as they go in to Bolivar next Tuesday night to take on the Liberators at Bolivar. Fuller drives the baseline, kicks it out down the lane, back kick out again. Russell with it. They'll go underneath to Fuller, and he's going to score. Fuller now has 8 points in the ball game. Dagan Green with the basket. Ackerson on the baseline right side. They'll give it underneath, and the unknown Zizzer just picked up 2 points. 66-42. Craddock will shoot a long three, and it is no good with the long rebound. And now Fuller will take it down the baseline. Underneath, shot up and good, Sebastian Fuller. And he's got 10 in the ball game. 42 seconds to go, 66-44. Zizzers with the lead. Dawson gives it to Dagan Green. Inside, he'll kick it out to Harris. Ackerson on the right to wing. Back up to Harris up top. Now it'll be Green on the right wing. Green will dribble up top. 25 seconds. They'll give it to Dawson. Ackerson now with it. Has it knocked out of his hands, but picks it back up. And it'll be stolen away by Russell. And there's a blocking foul called on Dawson. That'll be Drew Dawson's second foul. 17 foul. So with 17 seconds to go, Russell's going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. For the Pirates. Russell shooting the 1-1. And it's good. So Russell now has 16 points in the ball game. Make it 17. 17 seconds. Zizzers with the ball. Harris with it. Zizzers going to go to 1-4 on the season. West Plains Zizzer boys pick up their first win of the season. 5 seconds. And Dawson's going to drive and score. And that's your ball game, folks. Zizzers going to win it 68-46 over the Belton Pirates. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman post-game show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the 73rd Carthage Invitational Boys Basketball Tournament. West Plains Zizzers just won the 7th place game. as they defeated the Belton Pirates by the score of 68-46 for the first win of the season for the West Plains Zizzers. For the Zizzers, they were led by 15 points from Dagan Green, 11 points for Chaney Martin, 9 points for Taylor Harrison, 9 points for Alan Marchock, 3 points for Connor Racklick, 3 points for Owen Harris, 3 points for Eli McGinley, 2 points for Carter Martin, 2 for Drew Dawson, 1 point for Tommy Keller, 2 points for Gunnar Robbins, and Jacob Ackerson had 6. And the unknown Zizzer, number 40, which we didn't have a number 40 in our book here or on the roster, he scored 2 points as well. For the Pirates, 10 points for Fuller, Craddock with 2, 17 for Russell, 3 for Clark, 12 for Johnson, and 2 for Powell. Zizzers led it 14-8 at the end of one. They led it 33-10 at the half. They led it 52-28 at the end of three, and they win it 68-46. They did it with defense in the second quarter, trapping the ball, causing turnovers and getting layups. And Zizzers opened up that big halftime lead, and then they were able to hang on to it. They even got it up to 27 points in the second half at one point, but they ended up winning it by 22, 68-46. Next action for the Zizzers is coming up this coming, I believe it's Bolivar on Thursday. This coming Thursday, they got to travel to Bolivar to take on the Bolivar Liberators. All right, we'll take a break. And the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains Postgame Show. And we'll, coming up, we'll have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains Player of the Game. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Strength.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Carthage. The OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game is going to be Dagan Green and Chaney Martin. Green with 15, Martin with 11 points in the ball game. They had 26 of the 68 points for the Zizzers in their first win of the season. So Dagan Green, Chaney Martin, they're going to be sharing the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. All right, coming up next for the Zizzers is going to be taking on Bolivar. I was right before. They're going to Bolivar Tuesday night. It'll be a freshman JV and varsity game with the freshman game starting at 5 o'clock. Then the Zizzer boys will host Rogersville next Friday night at the West Plains High School gym, and that one will get underway at 5 o'clock with the freshman contest. We'll have both those games for you on the radio. And next action for us on the radio is coming up Monday night when the Zizzer girls travel to Rogersville for a freshman JV and varsity contest. Freshman game will start at 5. We'll have that one on the radio. Then Thursday night, Zizzer girls will travel to Ozark. And for a freshman JV and varsity game, the freshman game starts at 4:30. We'll have that game for you, the varsity game, as well on the radio. I want to thank our sponsors in the ball game tonight: Mayfield Auto Repair, Zizzer Zone, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, Knox Orthopedic, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, Harvey Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota of West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of West Plains, Don's Auto Service of West Plains, and Community Bank, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Your boosters tonight: Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleckhorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jake Beckman, West Plains and Thayer, Brown Furniture Supplies of West Plains, Knockout Tanning Salon, West Plains, Coon Construction of West Plains, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare of West Plains, and Ozark Awards of West Plains. Zizzers get their first win of the season, 68-46, over the Belton Pirates, and finish 7th place in the Carthage Tournament.